bloody typical. Yesterday, I happened to mention I was having a good day at school and that I was sleeping really well. And then last night, I spent most of the night wide awake, staring at the ceiling, feeling really bad about my job. Bad in that way that prompted at one stage a telephone conversation with Maria that went something along the lines of, "So, do you fancy looking for a job somewhere else?" It's one of those conversations, obviously, that brings everything back into perspective. The job I've got now might be hell, or might be awful, or the people I work with are actually hell. But of course, in another place, they might just be as stupid as the people I work with. And then just as everything seemed to be going wrong again, I've had a really good day with those moments that are full of total and utter stupidity. There's actually a male bathroom across the playground, the other side of the playground. But they've relayed the playground during the holidays, and unfortunately smashed the plumbing on it, and the toilet exploded, literally exploded. In that hole, everything went upwards when somebody flushed it. Fortunately, not me. So we didn't have a toilet at the beginning of the academic year. So I've been using the kids' restroom for my needs, which is not the best of places to be hanging around. And at that stage, I need to pause recording because that's my phone. Right, where was I? That was Maria. She's just gone round to, she's doing some photography at a wedding, and they're choosing the plate settings and the menu. So she's gone round to the taster sort of thing. What that's to do with the photography, I've no idea. Anyway, she says hello to anybody who's listening to this. Right, so toilet exploded. Haven't been using the toilet. I've been using the student's toilet. So I'm sat at recess today at the other end of the playground on a bench eating my sandwich, and my eye tends to drift towards the door. I was nearly going to say longingly, remembering the time when you could go to the bathroom without some kid appearing behind you going, "Hello, Mr. K, what are you doing in here?" Which, of course, is slightly always off-putting when you stood in a toilet. But I'm looking at the toilet door, and it suddenly opens. And out of the room steps the only other male teacher in the school, and he's clutching a laptop. And he then sets off walking across the playground and sits down next to me. And all I can think is, the toilet's broken. But he's been in that room with his laptop. What's he been doing? And foolishly, my brain actually goes into gear. And I turn around and look at him and go, "Is the toilet working?" Which, of course, is probably the totally wrong question to ask, because there's two answers. One, yes, which would be really good news. But there's a high possibility that the answer is no. In which case, what's the next question apart from, "What the hell are you doing in there with your laptop?" Fortunately, he said yes. I say fortunately, but the more I think about it, what the hell was he doing in there with his laptop? Anyway, it's been a day of really good moments, and even though I had a really bad night last night and I'm absolutely shattered, I'm in a very, very good mood now. It'll probably all go wrong very, very quickly, and then I'll have another sleepless night, in which case I could do with a little couple of Zeds now while Maria's out of the house. So I'll shut this down, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.